Crack 'em if you got 'em. It's hour four of the G-Bag Nation here on a Friday. Quitting time. And time for what you're drinking and what you're thinking. At 877-881-1053. You can call in. You can text in if you prefer, if that's all you have time for. The only rules of what you're drinking and what you're thinking. Number one, you got to answer the questions, both of them. And number two, you cannot be operating heavy machinery at the time of the phone call, which does include automobiles. We're going to go around the broadcast position, tell you what we're drinking and thinking, then get out to your phone calls as Lucius is getting you screened up currently, drinking the vanilla latte out of the $10,000 coffee machine we have here at the Lakeside Studios. Thanks to Odyssey for providing that. I can think of very few things that have been a better workplace benefit than this damn coffee machine.
Agreed, man. Maybe the free candy table.
That's terrific as well. I was thinking, you know, I wish Dirk wanted a coach. I'd just like to see what that looks like. You know, this times some. It's nice obvious pivot. He doesn't want to grind. You know, I think he wants to just kind of like cruise through, raise his kids, maybe show up, do a little play by play on the call,
park yourself next to Taylor Rooks in studio,
and it's a great life. It is a great life. And, you know, it kind of reminds me of Pat Riley. Completely different personality than Dirk, but that's where Pat wanted to. He was like, man, I'll just do your radio.
That's true.
Here, I'm on the call. And then Magic Johnson was like, dude, Pat Riley's the smartest basketball guy in the building. Why don't we have him be the head coach? Yeah. And
I begged to do the radio.
Rest is history. Yeah. So, you know, I don't know what Dirk's thinking. I remember when he retired saying, I'm going to find what my next passion is. And maybe he's already found that and he's pursuing that passion and he's playing the guitar or whatever he's doing. I don't know. But it would be cool if around these times, you know, it was a thing that Dirk could possibly coach. Sometimes, like, the guy that doesn't want to coach is the perfect guy. You know, he's just a little bit more relaxed.
Yeah.
You know, I think Dirk could be the combination of accountable and icon. And he's pretty tough. I don't think he'd be a walkover.
No.
I don't think he'd be like that substitute teacher kind of coach.
No, I think he'd be great at it. But I also respect the fact that he's like, man, I've earned the right to just be a dad and slow things down.
Yeah.
You know, I still get my basketball. I still get that with the prime stuff. But I'm going to go be a super dad, super husband.
So 979 asks, why is Steve Nash not an option? He has had a couple of coaching jobs. I don't know. Maybe he doesn't want it. Maybe the league decided he's not very good at it.
Yeah.
Kind of seemed like that might be the case. Yeah. Chief, what are you drinking? What are you thinking?
I'm sipping on that Kona, 100% Kona coffee, courtesy of Gavin Spittle, the boss man. And it's fantastic.
Oh, no.
And I'm thinking about, dude, this Sunday is the inaugural enhanced games.
Oh, cool.
With the Olympic type events where you're allowed to use PEDs.
Oh, wow.
Yes. So you have
the ACL MCL games.
Yeah. Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how this shakes out, but you're going to have HGH and steroided up athletes running, lifting, swimming, jumping.
This is your dream, yeah.
Boxing?
I know, yeah. I don't know if
somebody get their head completely knocked off their shoulders?
I don't know.
They microdosing meth and stuff?
I don't know if they have boxing, but I do know it's going down Sunday evening. You can watch it on YouTube and stuff like that, but I'm fascinated to see how this turns out.
Yeah, I want to see the dashes. I want to see world records fall, you know? Like, give me a 9.4 in the 100 or something.
If you break a record, you get an extra $1 million.
Let's go.
If you win an event, you get $250K. If you break a record, you get $1 million.
Yeah, it's like
$25 million dollars worth of you know, prize money or
is
whatever.
Is the Saudis doing this? Who's putting this together?
It's a conglomerate of a bunch of wealthy dudes that just want to see a science experiment of great athletes.
That's a great idea.
That's big right there, because I feel like
we need
the guy that finished fourth at the Olympics to say, you know what, I'm not going to ever get on that medal stand. I'm 29 years old. Let me roid my balls off for 6 months and see if I can go get this $1 million.
Yeah. Exactly. This is a huge opportunity.
Yeah, so maybe we'll get some of that this week, and that'd be a lot of fun playing out on social media. We'll check. What are you drinking? What are you thinking?
I'm sipping on some high-quality H2O. Going to pick me up after this segment here. But I am thinking about the first White Castle opening in DFW in the colony, June 2nd. We got an official launch date, boys. So if you're like Harold and Kumar and you're just fixing for a White Castle, the colony, June 2nd is when it's opening.
It's disgusting.
Yeah, it's gross.
I think it is. Yeah, I think those burgers
I've only
gross.
Had them once ever. And I thought it was mid. I was like, I don't really get the hype here.
They come with some amazing gas, bro.
They do. Amazing gas.
It smells terrible. Amazing, it really does.
Yeah. All of that was in there?
Yeah. Yeah.
I think the thing with me that I don't like is they mix onions in with the patties.
And that's what, that's like a really potent stench.
Yeah. And it's big chunky onions. Little, it's not like those little pureed onions that Brian sneaks past the bowl.
I can't get away from that.
I looked over at Lucius and I was about to say, I didn't want to interrupt you for a first.
As long as as long as I can't feel the crunch of an onion, I can deal with it.
I was about to say, Dawson, I have snuck so many onions by you, and you just kind of like, man, this is some really good stuff.
Best.
I know what you got going here, but man, it's working.
Great meatball sandwich, Brian. Yeah,
exactly.
Ate a half an onion.
Exactly. Exactly.
I do like the flavor. Okay, brought us drinking, thinking?
Yeah, I'm currently not drinking anything right now. That's
what
kinda,
the hell?
That's kind of disappointing.
Where's your goat urine?
Goat urine. I don't have it with me today.
You been drinking pee?
No, I've been drinking that green tea, which has been actually really, really good. I do want to say a couple things real quick, though. We got Love of the Star rolling tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
Me and Eric will be on.
Make sure you listen.
Make sure you give us a listen there. Eric will probably ask you for some questions. We'll try and get to those. And then also, too, we get these numbers and stuff. And thank you guys out there for always listening to us overall as a station. We really, really appreciate everybody.
Tell your friends
there
to listen to us over Jack FM.
Yeah. Yep.
I'd really appreciate that notice.
You just appreciate that notice?
Less time for Jack, more time for G-Bag.
No, thank you folks out there for Tolo, and we really do appreciate you.
Yes.
Thank you. Just keep it going. You're doing a great job.
Let's go into the Pimp Cup. We're Lucius Alexander
already
standing by.
Wow.
What he's drinking and thinking.
I'm drinking a Topo Chico in a can.
There we go.
It's lime with the mint, though.
Yeah, I saw that.
Where do we get these? Where
is it Amazon?
Them?
No, I got these from Tom Thumb. It's just not the same, bro. I just want the lime, not with the mint, just the lime.
Oh, okay.
And I like it in the bottle, not the can.
Yeah.
Bottle's hits
bottle
different.
Beer's better than canned beer.
100%. It is.
Yeah. What am I thinking? I just want to give a shout out to all the liquor stores that still have ice cups. That's a lost art, the ice cup.
Oh.
Yeah, see, like, back in the day when my parents used to travel to the liquor store on the weekend or whatever, You had to go all the way to Dallas from Grand Prairie to get you some liquor. So you needed an ice cup because they knew you were not going to save that bottle.
A roadie.
Yeah.
Okay.
Go ahead, get you an ice cup. So shout out to the old ice cups.
Cup. I like this.
Because you can walk into the liquor stores now and there's no ice cups. You're like, man, I got to stop at 7-Eleven now.
And the ice cups complimentary?
Well, no, they kind of probably cost you a buck or something like that.
Okay.
But you need that, bro.
But if you spend enough money, they usually would give you an ice cup.
Go ahead and take it, sir.
Yeah, exactly.
They know you're going to crack that bottle open.
Yeah. The fall of the ice cup. That'd be an interesting documentary. You know, I'd appreciate that.
Yeah, bring the ice cup back.
Bring it back,
Don't want to get this party started with a warm cocktail. All righty, it's time now to take your phone calls at 877-881-1053. We got G-Bag of the Day in L.A. Live coming up here, starting at the bottom of the hour. Lucius, where are we going first?
Let's go to my man Harrison in Mesquite. What are you drinking? What are you thinking, sir?
Hey, fellas, just drinking a Michelob Ultra.
Okay.
I'm thinking about Gavin comments on the coach, potential coach. Mm-hmm. I was going to ask you guys, what about Jay Wright? I kind of like him maybe being a potential candidate for the coach. Remember, I always told you, Gavin, they had to get rid of Kidd. I wanted him to get Mike Malone, but we missed him. He went to North Carolina. But I'm going to throw Jay Wright in the hat. This could be the biggest decision the Mavericks make, this coaching change and who they hire. I hang up and listen. Y'all have a great weekend, and I love the troops and support the troops. Come on, baby.
Absolutely. Later.
Thank you, Harrison and Mesquite. Another good phone call. Opens the line at 877-881-1053. Hall of Fame coach, 21-year run at Villanova.
Yeah.
Maybe help you get JB back, Jalen Brunson.
If he didn't take the Knicks job, I just don't think he's going to the NBA. I mean, that was with all his old Villanova Wildcats there. Could have gotten the band back together. Dan Hurley's an interesting one, if we're talking college coaches.
A lot of interesting coaches, a lot of great candidates out there, you know. But I agree that the Mavs got, really one shot to make the most out of this group. And if you get the right coach who can bring along Cooper Flagg and, you know, sway the right veterans to come in here, I think there is enough that you could contend next year. You know, I think a lot more, I think, of P.J. Washington, Najee Marshall, Daniel Gafford, and Derek Lively than maybe some people. But I think these are elite wing and big man role players, and maybe Lively's even a star. And P.J. Washington can be a star. So I think the makings are there if they get the right coach. I think that's a good point. I just don't know who that guy is. Number of very interesting and accomplished candidates out there. Be tough to sort through them. Lucius, who's next?
Shout out to the folks on the fan text. They know what those ice cups is about.
Yeah.
I see y'all, bro. Double styrofoam, LA. Yeah! Let's go to my man Tim in Carthage. What are you drinking? What are you thinking, sir?
Hey, oh, Gavin, drinking margarita, man. I love it. Hey, Lucius, let me tell you something. I have no problem being the guy from Carthage.
Oh, you know, God, I say that every time.
It's growing on me. It's kind of like my own identity now. I'm Tim from Carthage. But I'm saying, you know, I must be rubbing off on you guys. You know, I would never correct you, Lucius, by the way, over all these years. I mean, I love it. I'm rubbing off on you guys because, Zach, I know what you meant when you said NFL fan base that today in your top 10, and everybody instinctively started ripping off Carthage. You know, I hate to tell you this, Chief, but I got to do my own biggest dub and my own biggest L. I hope British Ian will accept my apology. My biggest dub was being in that studio last week with you guys. Yeah. I had a wonderful, absolutely wonderful time. And, of course, my biggest L is the fact that I didn't get a chance to shake hands with Brian personally. But, Brian, let me tell you something. Never apologize for missing out on something as long as you can spend it with your father.
Well, thank you. Appreciate that.
You are my heroes because y'all spend every free minute you can with your fathers, and you know that means a lot. My wish is I wish I could saddle up one more day with my dad and go ride. Never apologize. Hey, one day that day will come, and we'll have a toast together. Sounds speaking good. Of toast, Lucius, whatever you do, don't forget the friends that fell this past weekend. Yeah, you and Fred, y'all both have members in your family, military family. You got to always keep them in mind. Yeah. And Zach, do me a favor. Get your ass out to Section 133 and get the fire back.
Yes, sir.
I swear, son. I mean, I need you to get out there. You and Eric, get out there in 133 and do like them boys from Stephen F. Austin did in St. Louis. And y'all take those shirts off whenever we have a walk-off home run.
Let's go tarps off.
If you do a little research on that Stephen F. Austin name, the coach of St. Louis even asked him to come back. Eric, if you get in trouble this weekend with doing some yard work, give me a call. I'll come help you. Hell, if you run across a frog or a lizard, I'll come pick it up for you. And I just want you guys to know I love you all. And I am Tim from Carthage, Texas.
There he goes.
Thank you, Pappy.
Thanks,
Pappy.
The overager, Carthrager.
That's a guy that listens to all your show.
He does,
he went through the whole show right there.
Yeah,
he went through the whole show.
That is a Tolo MVP right there.
It's like a highlight reel of the week.
Yeah.
Lucius, where are we going next?
Let's go to Jacob in Roy City. What are you drinking? What are you thinking, sir?
I'm on call this Memorial Day weekend, so I'm drinking a Red Bull.
Got a
couple of things to say. Last time I called in, my uncle was listening, so Uncle Chris, if you're listening, no, I won't get off the radio. Y'all made a little bit of fun of me for the way that I talk. Said I sounded 60 when I'm 27. My wife and her sister got a good kick out of that. Last thing, I don't know what Jerry's putting in them Miller Lights these days, but last few years I've been kind of lost on the Cowboys. I'd watch, cheer for them, but hopelessly. But I don't know what Jerry's putting in them Miller Lights, but this year feels special. Maybe not a Super Bowl, but maybe an NFC Championship game. Mm. Have a good weekend, fellas.
Thank you, sir.
Have a good weekend. Be something. Be a good start.
That'd be nice to do a pre and post for that one.
Woo. The Cowboys Kool-Aid is going down pretty easy this time.
It sure is. There's something special.
I'm not getting fooled at camp, man.
Oh, you will.
I'm not going to do that.
I know you too well.
We're going to be
gushing over what we see.
Nope.
Oh, that Caleb Downs. My God, did you see Malachi Lawrence flying off the football, Brian?
Oh,
boy.
Just remind me who he's going against.
Oh, they got a good one in Devin Moore, Brian.
Yeah, I like Devin Moore, by the way, Florida corner. Yeah.
This time, if they get their absolute lunch handed to them in their joint practice, we got to call it right there, don't we?
Yeah, we do.
I did work with Aisha Morrison today, and she said the only thing I'm going to pay attention to is these joint practices. Everything else is just practice, you know?
Rams were giving you a pretty good
yeah,
indication.
Yeah, that's a good thought.
Alrighty, at 877-881-1053, keep these texts coming in as well as we're back to the phone calls.
Aisha, you are the girl that I never had. I bet she heard that song so many damn times.
She's military. She's an MP.
Aisha. Let's go to JFW in Maypearl. What are you drinking? What are you thinking, sir?
Okay.
Hey, guys. I'm drinking Miller Lite. And I'm thinking this San Antonio, Oklahoma series is like me and my brother playing Nerf basketball in the bedroom. Some hellacious dunks. I'm talking about posterizing dunks, some reaching and hacking, and just going balls out until daddy beats on the wall.
Okay.
All right.
That's my thoughts.
Yep. Sound like some great Nerf games.
I've always liked Maypearl.
Now, when you guys played Nerf, would you have to pretend like you're dribbling though you're holding
it? You had to. You had to. And if you stopped, you had to shoot.
Oh, I picked him as dribble.
Travel.
Man, that was so fun, though, back in the day. It's raining outside.
How did you guys get around not knocking into the door handle?
Oh, all the time.
Like, yeah, that was always an injury.
There wasn't in a way
that was an injury for every game was that door handle.
Yeah, we got threatened for a whooping at least once during the game.
Yeah.
You hear the hey, put a hole in that wall, but put a hole in your behind.
Yeah.
I think the better move was to use the screw functionality inside that Nerf thing and go into a separate wall.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. See, that's where we tried, but the place we had the most space had the door handle with the closet.
You could open the door and go into the closet.
Well, no. The door was closed, but the door handle was like
you would
try and drive.
You'd get your kidneys,
and then you were on the deck because you hit that thing a lot.
Oh my goodness,
yeah,
that might be worse than stepping on a Lego.
There's nothing worse than that.
Where are we going next, Lucius?
Let's go to Gary in Fort Party Worth. Gary, what are you drinking? Right, what are you thinking? Yeah.
Man, I'm on the way home, so I'm drinking a bottle of water right now. But when I get there, I got a bottle of Hennessy waiting for me.
There you go.
Very nice.
Official of the NBA.
And I'm thinking, man, two things. One, the Cowboys, the defense will be better. Every guy that couldn't stop the run is gone, basically. They built a wall down there, so just by them being able to stop the run is going to make the defense that much better. And everybody been complaining about us not being able to stop the run from, two decades now and never investing in safety. Now those two weaknesses, the middle of the defense and the safety, are the strength. And I think that the cornerback room is going to get better just by guys getting healthy. Mm. And the Mavs-wise, I heard that Jay Kidd, as much as he is amazing with the X's and O's and developing players, I hear his personality starts to weigh on people after a while. And my wife used to be a TSA at DFW Airport. She said he came through one time and his kids was running around acting all kinds of crazy, and he was just sitting there. They all right. He don't have a care in the world. So I can see how that could kind of get on people's nerves and annoy him a little bit.
Right on, Gary. Thanks for the call.
And
thanks for the insights.
Absolutely.
And I think you knocked it out of the park. Good sports points. The Cowboys are going to be better on defense. We just don't know how much better. You know, somewhere between 12th and 22nd.
Top 10.
It's a big range.
Were you worried more last year about people throwing the ball on you than running the ball on you?
Yeah.
Just because they were throwing. I mean, J.J. McCarthy was dicing
you up. I think the running aspect of it is the least of your problems.
Until you get in the playoffs and you can't stop anybody running on you.
Yeah, but I think, but overall, though.
No, you got to
pass.
You need to stop the pass when it matters. You got to be able to stop the run.
There were a couple of weeks after they brought in Quinnen where it was like, hey, it looks like they're really good at stopping the run, and a lot of the numbers suggested that they were, but it only matters if you aren't giving up chunk plays. Yeah. It's like you got to stop the chunk passing plays, then they're going to try to run it on you. If you can do both of those things, now you have a great defense. Yeah. But either one of them as a vulnerability sucks. But I think what last year showed is you'd rather be good at stopping chunk plays than the run.
For sure. That's what I was thinking. You know, I was watching that Russell Wilson there, week two, just carved you up, and it didn't stop.
Look at those Cowboy playoff losses. They got run all over.
I'm totally with you, man.
I get it. I understand.
How many times we look up and somebody lined up the wrong way or 100%. The ball going over the top?
It was embarrassing.
I don't think they're going to have elite run defense yet. I don't think we're there yet. Gary's going to help.
Yeah,
Ezeraku's good. Your tackles are good. You're gonna need to go find linebackers. And if you have a blinking red light of weakness, you're damn right smart coordinators know how to tear that up, right? Rams will expose you. I think Rams led the league in routes with wide receivers on linebackers. That's the hot trend. We're gonna expose your pathetic linebackers if you still got them. Lucius, we got any more phone calls? Where are we going?
Yeah, let's go to Cowtown. We're staying in Cowtown. Let's go to Ty. Ty, what are you drinking? What are you thinking?
Drinking some water and thinking about Fred Davis. Fred Davis is the worst basketball takes ever on Davis and Cuff. And Darren Peterson is not better than him. Thank you, boys. Thanks for taking the call.
That's what I'm talking about.
Hell yeah.
This is
a legendary fan after dark, Ty.
Is this Ty who called us?
Is Ty like 13?
Yes.
14? Yeah. He went out to Cold Beers and Cheeseburgers when they were out there.
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah, shout out to Ty, man.
Got to shake his hand.
His first appearance here.
You, Ty? Me, Ty, too.
I thought they were all buddies, though. I thought Ty and all those guys, and he's turned on Fred.
He's not wrong. Fred's got bad takes.
Ty brings it on himself. Or Fred brings it on himself.
Wait, listen. Wait.
I said boy.
Fred is Foghorn Leghorn.
Yeah.
I freaking love it. Who's next, Lucius?
Boy, I say boy.
Got any more of them long head books?
Walt in Waco, what are you drinking? What are you thinking? Walt.
Yo, I'm drinking that ice cold Natty Light, baller on a budget.
Yes, sir.
And speaking of that, what I'm thinking is if this gas crisis doesn't come down here pretty quick, I'm either going to have to cut back my weekly trips to Fort Worth or find something cheaper to drink. And I'm not real sure my stomach can handle malt liquor, man. I'm not 16 anymore.
Yeah.
And the other thing I'm thinking is I don't think I've ever been more neutral on a coaching change from one of my teams that I love as I was when you guys announced that Kidd was gone. Love Kidd as a Mav. I like him as our coach. I think he's a good coach. I don't think he's a great coach. I'm not one that uses the word mid, but I do think that would probably describe what he was as a Mavericks coach, even though he took us to the finals. The dude could not figure out how to stop runs. Like, we would go up 15 or 20, and then 5 minutes later, we're tied or losing. I saw that firsthand at one of the most exciting playoff games I ever went to a couple years back. I don't remember what it was. It was the first quarter or the first half. We were up like 30, it felt like, man. It was like, oh, my God, we're going to walk all over these dudes. And I walked out of there to a loss. So, I mean, I'm totally fine with them changing coaches. I don't know who I want to be the coach next. But either way, I wish him the best, man, and I wish he could have won a championship with the Mavs.
Thanks for the call, Walt. It's good stuff. I think he summed up my thoughts as well.
You're the man, Walt.
Very neutral, huh?
About how neutral? I feel about it. I had gas at $3 at Costco like 2 weekends ago.
Costco, Sam's, and HEB have probably been the lowest I've seen.
We're low threes there.
BJ's? There's one like at BJ's. It's pretty good, too.
I got popped for $4.20 yesterday.
Oil prices went down like $5 in the past 2 days. So I think there's like some type of agreement going back before between these guys, a letter of agreement, basically saying, hey, we're deciding to talk about ending the war later. Let's calm down for now. Yeah. So let's see if that works.
Let a few ships through, right?
Yeah. They made like 35 ships go through this week.
They say though, to get it right, they're going to need like 4 or 5 months.
Yeah.
To get things back to where the supply chains are normal again.
That's what these talks go through right
they're
here.
They're going to need months to do this.
Because you know how my man goes, Monday comes, I fell apart. Bye.
Anybody else, Lucius?
Yep, this is it. Let's wrap it up with my man Polo and Garland. What are you drinking? What are you thinking, Polo?
What's going on, sir? Yeah, I drunk a little Double XL. I wasn't so been drinking it with my girl stuff. But what I've been smoking and hoping is, that's how I'm agreeing with her, too, is that it's two things I'm thinking about now. First of all, whatever y'all do, don't go to dry Costco with our hairy hands.
No.
Because my girl went got her car to the service before. She had her car for a month, y'all. Everybody down for a while, which y'all listen to. She had her car for a month. She had to go to service 5 times. And kept on talking about it's the alternator. It's the water pump. Mm-hmm. Not the water pump, but the gas pump and all that. And nothing works. So they can go to hell. That's all I care about dry cars. Everybody care about how you feel about dry cars. Yeah, but she watching this. She's scared to talk. But what I'm thinking about the Mavericks, I don't care who they go get as a coach. As long as they don't do nothing dumb and they're able to develop young talent. Because Jason Kidd had already called people coming here
and they went to everybody else team. Like I'll even say my brother's name here, Omax. He didn't went to Memphis, and now he a star. He actually playing okay. And another thing I think, I didn't get a chance to ask about Bob Broaddus this, because the NAACP said this, that all African-American athletes need to boycott the ACC and the SEC. What do you think about that, Broaddus? I know you love LSU so much. What would you do if they didn't have no brothers on their doggone team? Would you still love LSU? I still love Texas, but I think they need to get these brothers to think about it. Don't just think about money. He's going to make money in the league. Bye!
What are we boycotting?
Voting.
Gerrymandering districts so black folks can't get votes, in a sense. No. I just think, personally, I think the NAACP needs to do something else and not put the onus on the kids.
Yeah, I'm with you.
You guys need to go ahead and workshop something. Yeah. That's a little better, not on the kids.
Alrighty, that'll do it for another edition of What You Drinking and What You Thinking here on The Fan. Tune in next Friday at 5 o'clock for your next opportunity to tell us what you're drinking and thinking. Okay, we got the G-Bag of the Day and LA Live on the other side, and then we got Rangers baseball coming up at 8 o'clock here on 105.3 The Fan. Yeah, buddy, welcome back. G-Bag Nation, 105.3 The Fan. Happy Friday night to you. Thanks for participating in What You Drinking and What You Thinking. We have a proper round tripper coming up at 6 o'clock. Wolchuk's going to get you ready for Rangers Angels. First pitch tonight about 8:38. Jacob DeGrom on the hill for the Rangers. Should be fun as they try to battle their way back to 500. It's time now for the G-Bag of the Day and LA Live. The Expressway is brought to you by the On-Time Experts, and into the Pimp Cup we go.
Here we go on a Friday, baby. G-Bag of the Day. We do it every weekday on the Fan 5:30, unless we got some What You Drinking and What You Thinking, or a great interview, possibly a baseball player, football player, maybe a broadcaster of some sort. It doesn't matter. We do it every weekday on The Fan at 5:30. My name is L.A. How you doing? If you see anything over the weekend, hit me up at Lucky Lucius P and keep your AI slop to yourself. I just want good audio or maybe some topics. You can send me topics, too. This is going for two right here today. We got a girl out there on the street just minding her business. She's an older gentleman wearing a pretty fly suit, so she just wants to, you know, give him a compliment on the suit, and it just goes awry.
Excuse me. Where'd you get your suit?
Pardon?
Your suit, where'd you get it?
I'm cute where I get it?
No. Yeah. Yeah, you're cute.
Really?
Yes.
This is not a scam, is it?
No, it's not. It's not. I just thought you were cute.
I actually thought you were cute.
Oh, really?
No, thank you. I didn't think you noticed
me. Yeah.
You have a beautiful ass.
Hold on, one more time, bro. I want the audience to hear that. Hold on.
I actually thought you were cute.
Oh, really?
No, thank you. I didn't think you noticed me.
Yeah. She should have zoomed down for us.
That's 6 to midnight, Chief. Yeah. Is that what you call that?
Yeah. Yeah, he was definitely pitching a tent.
Woo!
Beautiful.
Hey! You ever say some things once you kind of get in the mood like that? You're like, what was I thinking? You know?
Why the hell did I say that?
Yeah, I don't want to run back the crap I've whispered in my wife's ear. I don't want to run that back.
As long as you ain't moan, bro.
Oh, yeah.
This is surely going to make her interested.
Hey, Mike Breen's been calling the games. People love it. On the call. Did you hear his half bang call though?
No.
We got a half bang?
Half bang went viral the other night. Half bang, bro. This man's got some mouth control. Pause.
Merrill, three pointer. In and out. Down halfway down.
Wow. That was impressive.
That was impressive. That's a pro. That man hit the brakes. It moved real quick in traffic, dog.
The gun jammed up on him.
Yeah.
Merrill, three pointer. That one halfway down.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That is incredible.
It's pretty good.
Seamless. Broadcast pullout game, I think, is what
Broadcast pullout game. Yeah. Man, I would turn your mic off, bro, but we're going to need you. So. Oh, my gosh. Hey, Mr. Eric Chiafalo.
Uh-oh.
He's going to have a good Decoration Day weekend.
Yeah.
That's what Memorial Day started as, Decoration Day. Same concept, but they just called it Decoration Day. But yeah, Eric's going to have a great Decoration Day weekend. But
that's why we get all the furniture sales? Memorial Day?
I don't know.
Seems so hollow just calling it go buy stuff for your house weekend.
Yeah. Yeah.
Put some on it.
It was about decorating the soldiers' graves and whatnot. But I like that. I like that tie with the furniture. Right. You never know, man.
Now I'm going to turn my own mic off.
It's okay. Okay. Mr. Chiafalo.
So what do you guys got planned? Anything big?
I think I'm doing beef ribs.
Ooh. Wow, you're doing beef ribs.
I think I'm doing beef ribs. I love it.
Look at you. You go wild for the dino bones?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, no.
Okay. Nobody caught that in real time.
No, I did not.
I didn't either. I kind of pulled out like Breen.
You got to commit. You got to commit, bro.
Honestly, I was looking up how you could screw these ribs up.
Oh,
I was thinking about
ways.
Overcooking them. You know, I was going through all the things you can maybe mess these things up.
Did you almost say it?
I don't recall almost saying it, but the evidence is pretty damning.
No, you said. I should have left the rest of it. No, you did. You went somewhere totally different.
Ooh. Wow, you're doing beef ribs.
I think I'm doing beef ribs.
Look at you. You go wild for
dino bones? Yeah.
Yes.
Wow.
You need to chill, bro. You need to commit. You got to commit.
Yeah. I got to go full Wolchuk with Aaron Rodgers yesterday.
That bleep off.
Yeah,
I think my time's coming. You know, you start doing these podcasting, and then after like 25 years of being on regular radio, I've got this filter against cussing, but I broke that barrier.
Yeah.
I broke that seal on podcasting. My time's coming, Lucius.
Yeah, please don't tell me that.
Just be ready.
Please don't tell me that.
Where's my dump button?
Yeah, please use it. Use it. Let's go to LSU versus OU baseball.
Yes.
I'm here watching Oklahoma State and Nebraska play softball right now.
Nebraska is
spanking that behind.
Nebraska.
In this game. You got a mercy rule?
Nebraska. You like what you see?
Oh, you think I'm cute?
I didn't. I mean, you said you were going to say it, but I didn't know it's going to be the next sentence.
No, that wasn't it.
Let's go to LSU pitcher Devin Shireen, I believe it is.
Yep.
He has some choice words for Oklahoma's dugout after a strikeout.
Come on! Told you should have potted that mic down.
Devin Powers? Is that who that is?
Devin Shireen, I believe it is.
Wow.
Come on! Told you should have potted that mic down.
Yeah,
I told you.
Oh, man.
Risky business down there with that field mic.
See, Daisy. Beat Oklahoma, been lost to Auburn, though. This LSU went from national champions to a record of 30-28 in baseball this year.
It's terrible. Got hit by the portal a little bit, huh?
Well,
a lot of games.
Yeah, they played in the portal. That was the problem. They'd been for a long time. They'd been high school players and stuff like that, developed their own, and they went really overly portal. And 30-28 was their record this year.
Was it one of those deals where you're in the portal and you're winning it, so other teams are recruiting and you're playing?
I tell you what, this team looks so – they used to have guys, the Paul Skeens and those guys that would
like JUCO guys this
year.
They
just clearly did not have any type of connection with their team at all. And it started really like the first few games you could tell they were in trouble.
Oh, it's my. I'm
you, sorry. Baby. That's right.
No, man, I'm over here floating on some D'Angelo, thinking about Friday vibes.
Hey, why do we have an hour?
I love it when we're cruising.
We're leaving at
together.
Six today, bitches.
What? Let's go to content creator Buddy Hill POV. He doesn't have a whole lot of followers. I follow content creators who are just getting started. Because they are just doing anything to get some attention.
They're desperate.
They're doing anything. This dude's going around asking suspicious questions in Los Angeles.
Oh, no.
And he wants to whisper in your ear. Come here, dude. Let me whisper in your ear and tell you something.
This guy's weird.
Yeah. I'm not from here. I'm from Texas.
Good.
I don't want to talk loud because I don't want people to hear me.
Good.
Can I whisper something in your ears? I don't want people to hear me.
I don't want you that close up for me to say what you got to say.
I don't
want to
say it loud.
Say what you got to say.
I'm not even from here.
What part of Texas?
I'm from Dallas, Texas.
Okay, Dallas, Texas people don't act like that. Dallas, Texas people are up front.
Okay.
They speak what's on their mind.
Yeah.
They don't pull back trying to let me whisper in the ear. That's gay.
No, you're right. Look.
I've been there, San Antonio.
I've been there, okay? Don't you tell me this is how they're trying to act in Dallas now. That's good.
What's his name? Buddy Hield?
Yeah.
Like the basketball player?
Buddy Hield POV.
Yeah.
They don't pull back trying to make me whisper in the ear. That's gay.
No, you're right. You're right. You're right. Look, look, look.
Not my kind of POV.
POV. They used to be the one. Gonzo? They used to be the one, bro. Amateur Gonzo. First timer. Goon!
Buddy should have been like, well, I thought this was California.
Yeah. I guess that's it for now.
Okay.
That's it now.
We got a girl complimenting an old man that's her one-time champ looking for two right here. We got Mike Breen with a half bang.
Bang!
Got Shoot Yeah. Chief is doing the dino bones. Devin Shireen or Buddy Heel POV. I'm going Mike Breen, Chief. How about you?
Give me the champ.
We're tied at one, Lucius.
Champ is here.
Well, Chuck?
I think I'm going to go with the whispering in the ear.
What? Oh, what?
Buddy Heel POV?
Yeah.
Oh.
2-1 right now, Broadus.
Champ.
By a score of 3-1.
Y'all still scared to vote for that Eric one, huh?
Your G-bag is the champion.
I'm so thankful.
Girl complimenting old man.
It's beautiful.
Right. Ass. Let's stay in the Pimp Cup. Here's Lucius with LA Live.
He had a smile from ear to ear, too, bro.
Yeah.
He was like, this is the day I have always dreamed of.
Yeah.
It happened to me finally. All right, man. It's a feel-good Friday edition of LA Live. Let's get into it right after the great Rick James.
Well, all right, you squares, it's time to smoke. Fire up this funk and let's have a toke.
Watch out there now.
It'll make you dance some of everything.
Lucius, try
to get high. Lucius, we love you, bro. 5:45 and 6 p.m. That's my jam. Mm-hmm. I try to leave work on time just to hear you. That is my entertainment for the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
You keep me high. You keep me happy.
Keep
me in the Pimp Cup, dude. Live updates every day. I love it.
There you go.
There you go. Thank you and I could never funk on there. Hey, we're busting out.
Everybody,
come along. We gonna dance on the funk. Hey, and make love on the song. This is LA Live for Friday, May 22nd, 2026. It is a feel-good Friday here in LA Live. People, we made it!
Yeah.
Yeah. Another historic week of 2026 in the books. Are you paying attention? What a time to be alive. Now, let's enjoy this holiday weekend safely. Avoid the law dogs, because if you get caught,
yes,
the judge will not see you until Tuesday, huh?
Yeah.
You don't want that type of trouble, bro. Mind your speeds out here. Don't drink and drive, especially if you're getting your hands on some of that new flavored Hennessy.
Mm.
New flavored Hennessy. They got the Henny Rita.
Henny Rita. Ooh.
They got the Henny Berry. Ooh. And they got the Henny Iced Tea. Shout out to the CIA. Touche. You did it again. You made flavored Hennessy. We are never, never going to make it. Never going to make it. Hey, keep your emotions in check. I don't want to see you on Dallas, Texas TV or DFW scanner this weekend. Or that DFW mug shots either. I seen the mug shot of Rasheed Rice. You seen it?
On
DFW mug shot. Yeah, it popped on
T-shirt,
up.
T-shirt looked clean.
He looked like he did not expect going to jail that day.
No, he did not. Not at all.
Looked like he had something to do right after this. I'm going to stop by, sign my name real quick, show my face. Nah, fam. We're going to need you to sit on down.
Yeah, yeah.
Take your shoelaces out your shoes for me. Matter of fact, let me see your hands.
Oh, my God.
And your balloon knot.
Whoa. Yeah. Yeah, for 30 days, you're going to have to do that real check.
Call for me, please.
Yep. That real check is going to have to happen. Yeah, the girls is in the comments just loving that boy. They didn't even know he was a football player.
Oh, no.
I'll go get him.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I can make him right.
Yeah. Yeah, how about that? What an evil page that is. Evil page. In other words, keep it together, people. Do not crash out, okay? It's a holiday weekend. Here's the weekend warning.
This weekend safety briefing. Do not add to the population. Do not subtract from the population. Do not end up in the hospital, newspaper,
or jail.
If you do end up in jail, establish dominance quickly.
That's right. Establish dominance quickly. Hey, what's a nickname that someone gave you fellas, what is a nickname that someone gave you?
Wooly Bully.
Wooly Bully. Someone gave you that name. That's your nickname. It's stuck. Yeah, it is. Oh, broad as Krusty, huh?
Krusty.
Yeah. We know you as Krusty. Mr. Right. Chio follows the Chio. What is it?
Yeah, I mean,
Chief. That your friends gave you, like, Chief.
Yeah. Yeah, Chief. Once I got here, it became Chief.
Yeah.
So what was it before? Nothing? Just Eric?
Chi Hammer?
Was it Chi Hammer?
Nobody called you Chi Chi?
Yeah, Chi Chi.
Yeah, I would have called you Chi Chi a long time ago.
Yeah, for sure. And then E Hammer was the Pee Wee football.
E Hammer.
Unfortunately, that didn't stick.
Retired that one about eighth grade.
Yeah, by about seven, it was done.
E Hammer's great.
So as a kid, they called me Boo. And I don't know why. I think I said Boo. Like, that was my favorite game. Like, Boo, you know?
Oh, okay.
When I was two or three, something like that. And that stuck with me for a long time. But then, you know, obviously the General.
Yeah, the General.
Gavi.
I think a texter did that. My mom did Gavi. You know, dumbass on the text, apparently. Usually.
Yeah. Like I said, they call you a whole lot of names.
The text gets lethal, yeah.
They call you a whole lot of names, but none to your face. Yeah, some of the best nicknames in the game come from the world of baseball.
Yes.
And basketball.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the ABA. I'm not sure, bro.
There's Dr. a documentary. J.
Dr. J is an amazing name.
Yeah, it is.
Dr. J.
And I really, it might be the ABA. There's a documentary on, I think it's Prime, about the ABA that I have saved that I cannot wait to watch. But with that being said, I have a question for the Tolos on a Feel Good Friday. Hold up. More than you know. Hey. Gonna let it show. Ooh. I love you more. Worked hard, baby. I love you more, huh? More than you know. You worked hard for that dough. Hey. All right, question for the Tolos. Give the best NBA nicknames. The best NBA nicknames is what I asked them. I got names like Hakeem the Dream.
Yeah, the Dream. Yes. It's phenomenal.
And the Dream Shake.
Yeah, the Dream Shake, dude.
Hakeem the Dream's great. Mamba.
Yeah, the Mamba, Black Mamba. I put Hakeem the Dream first so I can get it out the way because I do not like that man.
You don't like Olajuwon?
Him or Clyde Drexler.
Oh, because what they did to Orlando.
Orlando, gotcha.
Especially Clyde Drexler.
95.
Bro.
Respect.
He was like an old 96. Ass man after he had the cul-de-sac joint. And he was just doing the finger rolls on the young boys.
Yeah.
I hate it, bro.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Did we ever get a Dream Shake from, like, a McDonald's or something? Like, did anybody capitalize on this?
What a miss.
That's a huge miss.
What a miss.
Come on, boys.
Yeah. It
would have been a Burger King
sleeping.
Thing.
How about Jason the Jet Terry?
Oh, yeah.
That's a fantastic
Johnny's
name.
On the runway.
Yeah, that's a fantastic name. And he's got the little celebration after he hits a three with the Jet. That's fantastic. I mean, I love how basketball gives you those nicknames like that, and they stick to you. The Iceman.
Iceman?
Yeah.
The Custodian?
The real Iceman. Oh,
the
yeah.
Real the real Iceman.
The Custodian.
The real Iceman. Speaking of Iceman, have you listened to the Drake album yet? It's been a week.
No. Pieces of it.
The one that I've really heard is the Son of a Gun. The one where...
not the Iceman one. You listened to what, the dancing one or the emotional Drake? Hey, girl, answer your phone.
No, it's the Janice STFU.
Oh,
that's the one that I've just... It's been all over my algorithm. Yeah. So now I the hook is just stuck in my head.
Yeah. Okay, hold on.
Who do you think is Janice?
Rangers reliever?
Man. Hold on. I got a clip from Drake right here from the Janice STFU. He tells Kyrie to get another ring and he diss Braun.
Yeah, yeah. And I went bought a whip for my brother. Same body but two different colors.
And I might just tell Kyrie to get another. Small prices, he kept it 100. I might tell Kyrie to go get another. As if he did it by himself. I think that's the diss right there. Because remember, he doesn't like Bron.
That's right.
Bron showed up to the Kendrick Lamar concert that was basically dissing Drake.
Man,
I feel bad too if I was Drake because he's got a tattoo of LeBron on him.
Oh, no.
I think he covered it up with a...
it's crazy.
With a, I don't know who it was. Maybe SGA or something because he's Canadian. I don't know.
Okay, that would make sense.
Oh, my God.
Turned into a Jordan tattoo.
Yeah, that would be the better way to go.
But he also had the 23andMe line in one of the songs.
Oh, which, I'm so glad you said that one right there, Mr. Eric. He'll follow. Let me see.
Chief.
Please stop asking about what's going on with 23andMe. I'm a real nigga, he's not. It's in my DNA.
That's a really
Don't
good line.
Don't ask me about 23andMe. I'm a real one. He's not.
And it's in my DNA, like the whole 20. Like,
yeah.
23andMe.
Yeah, look at Eric.
It's really good, dude.
Eric was rewinding like, that's
he's a lyricist.
Yeah.
He took another jab at LeBron right here on Make Them Remember. Convenient amnesia from all you ballerinas. It doesn't alter what you said or how it made us see you. I shouldn't even be shocked to see you in that arena, because you always made your career off of switching teams up.
Mm. Oh, man.
Burn.
Talking about KD or LeBron?
You know, he got DeMar DeRozan really hard, too.
Dang, that's crazy.
Did he left Toronto?
On National Treasure. The song is called National Treasure.
Yes.
Takes aim at DeMar DeRozan. When you was a part of the team, we used to be planning our Mexico trip in the spring. We must have been dealing in spur of the moment. Kawhi, do we think you could get us a ring? We went home, they up for their own. Cody, we threw him away. G-Pop sent us a rare one from Dago, and next thing we knew, we was doing parades. We doing parades when you left, bro.
Yeah, that was
Toronto.
That was
did do some parades. We're doing parades when you left, dog.
Kawhi.
Ouch. Yeah. Ouch. Slim Reaper. How about the Slim Reaper? Who's that?
Oh, KD.
That's KD.
KD. AK-47.
Oh, Andre Kirilenko.
Hey, that's one of the flyest ones
the
right there.
Hall pass. Yes.
The Hall Pass.
Yes.
The Hall Pass is great. I like Anthony Day-to-Day Davis. Anthony
oh, my gosh.
And Street Clothes.
Yeah. You
cannot beat Street Clothes as a nickname, bro. Street Clothes is great.
It's incredible.
I wouldn't want it to be mine if I played basketball, but
hell no.
For nicknames, it's fantastic. The Blonde Bomber.
Is that Kyle Korver?
I don't know.
Wait, is this NBA? Is what you're
this
talking?
All NBA.
Oh, all NBA.
Oh, no.
The Blonde Bomber.
Because in hockey, I thought he was.
Somebody tell me on the fan text. We got
Lon Bonham.
Who?
6'5 swingman in the 60s.
That's a tough one.
I like that one.
I mean, he had that old school Jerry Jones crew cut, shooting threes or no threes back then.
Jerry Jones crew cut.
Yeah.
Shout out to Jerry, bro.
Dang, really blonde.
Yeah, we got the Black Mamba, White Chocolate, Chocolate Thunder. Who was Chocolate Thunder?
Daryl Dawkins.
Daryl Dawkins.
Dawkins.
I thought Gary Payton, the glove.
The glove.
Yeah, the glove.
That's a great name.
Yeah.
That's a great sweet because you're really good at defense. I get it. That's amazing.
Yeah. Sean Kemp, the Rain Man.
The Rain Man.
You know, being in Seattle.
Mm. And he spelled it different, like.
Yeah. Like the Reign of Terror or the Reign of, you know, a king. Something like that.
That's strong.
Of course, he later became the Snowman, but that was for a different reason.
Snowman. Yeah. Oh, gosh.
Snowman.
Oh, the Hilarious. Big Aristotle is badass from the 217.
Yeah, the Big Aristotle is fantastic. I like Tractor Trailer. Tractor Trailer is amazing. What else we got on this list? The Custodian.
Yes. Brian Cardinal.
Yeah.
Hey, speaking of Iceman, Dawson, tell me, can you get this reference right here? This is from Drake, Iceman, Firm Friends. Like begging to get out a ticket, now they want a cop, please. My son is taking
corner kicks in front of Luis Enrique at PSG. Luis Enrique at PSG at Paris Saint-Germain.
His soccer, son apparently goes there.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, he's like in the academy or something?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. What's his name? Adonis?
Oh, his son?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Adonis Creed.
Adonis Creed.
214, good question. What about Fupa Doncic?
That's a great one. That is a great one. I think that motivated him, too. I like the answer. Durantula, the human highlight film. Who's the human highlight film, fellas?
Jason Richardson? Or am I tripping on that? Or
dang.
Carter.
That was Vince Carter, wasn't it?
Okay, you guys are probably right.
No. Let's go to Atlanta.
Oh, Wilkins.
Dominique Wilkins.
Yeah.
Dominique Wilkins. Yeah.
Unless I'm wrong.
No, you're right.
Okay, I believe that's okay.
Magic?
Magic is the best name, I think. It replaces his real name. Who calls him Irvin?
Nobody.
His mom.
If you told me Irvin Johnson, I'm like, who are you talking about?
Yeah. Yeah, agreed.
Yeah, I wouldn't know what you're talking about. I think Air Jordan's fantastic because, you know, it's Air Jordan.
Yeah.
Air Jordan. That's all you got to say.
Iconic. Jerry West was known as the logo.
Yeah, the logo's great.
The logo was
Pistol Pete Maravich.
Pistol Pete is fantastic.
That is sick.
For a point guard?
Yeah. Vince Carter was half man, half amazing. He had a lot of nicknames, but that was pretty cool.
Who's Threesus?
Would that be Ray Allen? Because of Jesus Shuttlesworth?
Ooh, I like Reggie that Theus? One. I don't know. Hey, shout out to Reggie Theus and the Saturday morning TV show he used to be on.
Reggie Theus he's kind of been in a lot of things. Is Rick Fox another one of those guys that's always in the middle of things?
Rick Fox.
Yeah.
A lot of commercials. Yeah. Model looks.
He's always dating somebody. You're like, Rick Fox?
I think 2 weeks ago. Didn't he mush somebody 2 weeks ago? He was on like a political run. He's running for some type of campaign down there, one of those Caribbean companies. I think he mushed somebody.
He pulled a mush?
Who would want to fight Rick Fox? sucks, bro.
I have Threesis being Kyle Korver.
Oh.
Which makes sense. Three-point king.
You do have the Chief, the original Chief, which was Robert Parrish.
Yeah. Yes, Big Rob.
Dennis Rodman was the Worm?
Yep, that's the Worm.
The Worm.
That is the Worm. I like the Mailman, because the Mailman always delivers.
Yeah, it's strong.
I like that one. The Admiral.
Yeah, the Admiral.
Admiral's really good.
Big Smooth. Big Smooth.
The
Who's Big Smooth?
Oh, was that the...
Who was Big Smooth?
That's the Mav. Perkins. Sam Perkins.
Let's go.
There we go. Yeah.
This one, I got another one to you. Who's the Microwave?
Vinny Johnson.
Vinny Johnson.
Let's go.
Yeah, Pistons, right?
Well, y'all in y'all bag right now.
Dude,
okay.
They don't win the titles in 90 and 91 without Vinny Johnson.
Oof.
Ghostface Driller.
That's Driller. Dirk.
That's Doik.
Ghostface Driller. Yeah.
Ghostface Driller. That's what I like. The Birdman. The Birdman. Birdman.
Yeah, that's the tatted up dude.
Yeah,
right?
The Birdman. The Birdman. Shout out to
Chris Anderson.
Southwest Fort Worth's Oliver Miller. The Big O. Big O in the building. Hey, my name is Lucius Alexander. Hold on, I'm going to hit you with one more. How about this little Muggsy Bogues shout out Drake did on National Treasure? It's a diss at Kendrick because he's basically saying your win was a fluke because even Muggsy Bogues dunked once. And remember, Kendrick was a small guy.
He is a small guy.
So there's like double entendres in here.
I'm 16 years in the game. This ain't Minute Maid. Scrimmaging with scrubs for the love of the game. Cause I'm unamused and all the goats are middle age. And Muggsy Bogues dunk for once. Even I'm a bit amazed.
Yeah, that was a confessional therapeutic album Drake did right there. He was letting all his therapy out. Everybody to turn their backs on him. My name is Lucius Alexander. I'll be black on Tuesday. Lord willing in the creek, don't rise. That's my time. Y'all be safe out there. Holla.
Thank you, Lucius. LA Live every night, 540 here in the G-Back Nation. We got Proper Round Tripper coming up next, Woolchuck.
Let's do it. We'll get you set for Rangers, Halos, Trade Deadline, X-Factors, and Tarps Off. That's next.